thought power changes destiny.
Man sows the thought and reaps an action. He sows an action and reaps a habit. He sows a habit and reaps a character. He sows the character and reaps a destiny. Man has made his own destiny by his own thinking and acting. He can change his destiny. He is the master of his own destiny. There is no doubt of this. By right thinking and strong exertion, he can become the master of his destiny. Some ignorant people say karma does everything. It is all destiny. If I am destined by my karma to be like this or that, why then should I exert? It is my destiny only. This is fatalism. This will bring inertia, stagnation, and misery. This is perfect misunderstanding of the laws of karma. This is a fallacious argument. An intelligent man will certainly not put such a question. You have made your own destiny from within by your thoughts and actions. You have a free will to choose now. You have got Svetantrata in action. A rogue is not an eternal rogue for all times. Put him in the company of a saint. He will change in no time. He will think and act now in a different way and will change his destiny. He will become saintly in character. Dakwaitratnakar was changed into sage Valmiki. Jagai and Maitai were transformed. They were rogues of the first waters. You can become a yogi or a jnani. You can make your destiny. You can make your karma in any way you like. Use the power of thought. Think rightly, think nobly. You will have only to think, and to act. By right thinking, by right desiring, by right acting, you can become a sage, a millionaire. You can attain the position of Indra or Brahma by good thought and action, by good karma. Man is not a helpless being. He has a free will of his own,